Hello, I'm Brandon House, and it's been an amazing 2022, thanks largely in part to your support. Would you consider an end-of-the-year contribution to WVWFoundation.com right now? That's WVWFoundation.com. Your end-of-the-year contribution is vital so we can continue to push out free programming. Remember, almost all of my shows are made available for free. Worldview Radio, every day on 60-plus radio stations, Christian radio stations. Plus, is made available on Lindell TV, frankspeech.com. It's available at WVW Broadcast Network or WVWTV.com, worldviewradio.com, brighteon.com, band.video.com, Conservative TV Network. Many, many networks pick up my programs, and I put them out there for free. Why? Because I want people to understand the times through the lens of a Christian worldview. I want to be able to proclaim the truth of a biblical worldview and help people understand the times and know how to think about the issues and how God would have us to respond. Many programs produced by many different organizations today are immediately put behind a paywall. You have to pay to see them. Our programs, I push them out for free. But the bandwidth alone is thousands of dollars a month, not to mention all the IT expense and other expense for producing the shows and the people that work in the control room. We also put on a Sunday night service. Every Sunday night, I put on a biblical worldview service at 8 p.m. Central Time at WVWTV.com/live. I've been doing that every Sunday night since 2015. Your support helps make all of these things possible. Would you consider going right now to WVWFoundation.com and making a contribution? You'll also find our phone number there as well. And that's 901-468-9357, 901-468-9357. You can make a contribution over the phone at 901-468-9357. You'll also find our mailing address there, which is P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee, 38027. That's P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee, 38027. Remember, I've got Worldview Radio, airs every day, Monday through Friday, 1 to 2 p.m. Central Time. The Worldview Weekend Hour, it's our church service on Sunday night. I have the Worldview Report news broadcast. It's been picked up by 6 or 7 different networks. And then, of course, I have Brandon House Live. That's 90 minutes each and every night. And very soon, we'll be adding Worldview News Sunday. It's a Sunday broadcast. We'll tape it on Friday afternoons and bring you an exclusive Sunday morning news magazine show. I also have already started the Worldview Financial Report. The Worldview Financial Report. Not to mention we have House to House that I host with my wife, Melissa. All kinds of programming for your enjoyment. Free. And again, it's made possible in part because of your partnership with us. So please, don't forget your end-of-the-year contribution at WVWFoundation.com or calling 901-468-9357 or using our mailing address. Thank you so much. It's going to be a great 2023 partnering with you. Tonight on the Worldview Report, we've got a new bombshell report on how killer drone technology is being developed and how China is a major player in controlling the drones flying around the nation's capital, Washington, D.C. Also tonight, an entrepreneur is starting up a new blood mobile service for people needing transfusions, but who don't want to receive blood contaminated by donors who've been jabbed with one or more COVID vaccines. A brave lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army has resigned his post after refusing the COVID shot mandate, and now he's speaking out. We will share his incredible story. And we have an update on the pandemic treaty being negotiated by the Biden regime that would transfer sovereignty over health emergencies from the U.S. to the World Health Organization and its corrupt leaders. The WHO is also in a separate initiative working with big tech to censor the internet. All these stories and more as the Worldview Report begins right now.
This is Worldview Report with host Brandon House. Whether it is news from the nation's capital or your state capital, from the classroom to the boardroom, from national security to national and local news that impacts you and your family, Worldview Report is your trusted source for vital and uncensored news. And now, here is Brandon House.
Good evening and welcome to the Worldview Report. Chinese-made drones have breached restricted airspace above the nation's capital hundreds of times in recent months, presenting both a possible security threat and means for foreign adversaries to spy on sensitive U.S. locations. So reports Politico in a November 23rd article. The drones manufactured by the China-based company DJI are created with geofencing technology. It's meant to prevent them from buzzing through no-fly zones established by the FAA. But the drones are easily retooled to work around that restriction. That's according to Politico. And they cite that there are instructions on how to get around the FAA restrictions with a simple search on YouTube. The New York Post reports that federal officials and technology experts have briefed the Senate Homeland Security, Commerce, and Intelligence Committee in classified settings on the recent flyovers, which reportedly include hundreds of incursions over the Capitol, the Pentagon, and the White House. Officials told Politico they do not suspect that Beijing directed the flyovers, but the trend of using commercial drones in banned zones opens the opportunity for bad actors to use such strategies for espionage. For example, officials worry that China and other adversaries could hack into privately owned drones that are initially flown in restricted areas, using the images of secure locations to their benefit. Senator Marco Rubio, Republican of Florida, told Politico, quote, "Anything that's technological has the capability of having embedded in the software or in the actual hardware vulnerabilities that can be exploited at any given moment," end quote. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post reports that a new drone from Israel's Elbit Systems called Lanas combines a number of technologies that put it at the forefront of how drones are transforming war. Reports about this menacing new drone raise questions about how drone technology may make war more controversial as so-called robots play a larger role in combat. Traditional armies will gradually be replaced with what they call robot wars. Israeli defense contractor Elbit Systems said Lanas is, quote, "part of the Legion X robotic and autonomous combat solution," end quote. Its website says the drone, quote, "is a highly maneuverable and versatile drone-based loitering munition designed for short-range operation in the urban environment," end quote. The drone can scout and map buildings, fly around small corridors, and through doorways. This means it can help a user find, quote, "points of interest for possible threats," detecting, classifying, and syncing to Elbit Systems, their Legion X solutions. Lanas can carry lethal or non-lethal payloads capable of performing a broad spectrum of mission profiles for special forces, military, law enforcement, and HLS, end quote. A Swiss by the name of George Della Petra has started a new safe blood donation service to provide clean, unvaccinated blood for patients needing transfusions. Since the general blood supply is now tainted with fully vaccinated, spike protein-laden chemical blood, demand for pure blood is reportedly soaring. Based Underground reports that Petra saw this as a great opportunity to provide clean blood, which is now more in demand than ever. Calling the COVID mass injection campaign, quote, "the crime of the century," end quote, Petra believes that messenger mRNA COVID injections contaminate the blood and destroy the immune system. If an unvaccinated person receives a transfusion of blood containing mRNA, spike proteins, and whatever else is contained inside these vials, then he or she could also become contaminated. That's why he came up with the Safe Blood Donation Service. The corporate-controlled media is, of course, mocking Pietra while accusing him of pseudoscience. But the fact remains that pure blood is in increasing demand, because no unvaxxed person wants tainted blood. Quote, "I get hundreds of emails asking me, do you have blood available? Because I have surgery coming up in 3 weeks," end quote. That's what he said. And he went on to say, quote, "we want to be the platform for people who want to have the free choice of blood donors. Whether they think there is a real conspiracy theory going on that the New World Order is happening, or if they simply say, I just don't want it, for whatever reason, end quote. Now, former Lieutenant Colonel Bradley Miller has resigned from his post in the U.S. Army after serving in the military for more than 19 years, citing the Pentagon's irresponsible and illegal mRNA shot mandate. Miller, a highly decorated military officer, commanded a battalion in the 101st Airborne Division, and he was a graduate of the Army's prestigious School of Advanced Military Studies. So reports independent journalist Jordan Chattel in a recent Substack post. When Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin issued the order mandating the experimental mRNA so-called vaccine, Miller issued a strong rebuttal. He wrote, quote, I believe the vaccines are both unnecessary and dangerous. I believe they represent far more of a risk to individual and collective readiness than the COVID-19 virus against which they ostensibly guard. Therefore, I believe the more responsible decision that I could make for the health of myself and those around me is to refuse to take the vaccines. I have never refused a vaccine required by the Army before, and I've received many vaccines over the years, end quote. Despite being just months away from qualifying for a pension, Miller then resigned in protest of the Pentagon's mRNA mandate. Here is Lieutenant Colonel Miller talking about his experience running up against the mandate of an experimental vaccine.
Absolutely, Colonel. A lot of people might not realize, but the aftermath of the vaccine mandates persists, affecting so many lives, you being one of them. Despite data showing that the vaccine does not stop the spread of the coronavirus, you, Lieutenant Colonel, were a battalion commander, have been forced to resign from your post because of the mandate. If you could, tell us your story.
Yeah, so that's true. So I, former Lieutenant Colonel in the Army, I did resign from the Army after 19 years and 3 months of service. So I did not quite make it to 20. And I resigned after I saw what the DOD leadership was doing with the vaccine mandate. And that was immediately after having been relieved of command. So I was relieved of command in October of 2021, 2 months after the implementation of the vaccine mandate.
And if I could ask you, could you have or did you apply for a religious exemption?
I did not. I was a hard refusal. Not because I do not have extreme religious objections to these injections. I do. But in my mind, and this is my particular view, not everyone else holds this, but in my mind, having a religious objection in my mind would almost be to concede that the shots are safe or to concede that the shots are effective. Neither of which I'm willing to concede. So for me, it was not just a matter of the research or the development that went into the production of the shots, but I also just won't concede that they're safe or effective. So for me, even getting to the point where I was willing to entertain some sort of exception was a non-starter for me. The other thing is that I did not want an exception for myself. I was against this mandate from 0 to 100. I want it rescinded wholesale. I still want it rescinded wholesale. At no time was I looking for an exception for myself.
The Department of Defense's so-called vaccine mandate, which is being enforced on, well, illegal grounds, has created a massive, massive readiness and preparedness crisis within the U.S. military, as the mRNA injection has failed to live up to its safe and effective marketing. A homosexual was arrested in connection to the string of attacks on gay bars in New York City after the fake news media spent days blaming the attacks on so-called right-wing hate. The suspect was arrested November 23rd for the string of attacks on a Hell's Kitchen gay bar and allegedly told cops he was just, quote, exacting revenge, end quote, on behalf of a gal friend feuding with the club. That's according to the New York Post. Sean Gillane, 34, was charged with reckless endangerment and criminal mischief in the brick-hurling attacks on Veer's Bar, including one that was caught on video. The incident occurred Saturday night, and the NYPD chief of detectives, James Ensign, said, quote, basically, what he says is he knows a girl who had a problem with one of the guys in the bar, and he was, quote, exacting revenge, end quote. That's what the officer said. Quote, as of right now, We don't have any reason to believe it is a hate crime, end quote. Golan is being charged with only 3 of 4 recent attacks at the bar because cops don't have video surveillance of one of the incidences. That's what the police have said. Quote, I'm gay myself, end quote, Golan said, as he was led out of a police vehicle and escorted into court in handcuffs on Tuesday evening. Asked why he threw the bricks, he answered, quote, something personal, end quote. Just like the attack on the gay nightclub in Colorado Springs. Corporate media will drop this story as soon as they find out it doesn't line up with the false narrative they were painting, which is that it was done by some conservative right winger. So, as you can see from this CNN report, the fake news journalists were visibly upset by the news that the Colorado mass murderer was a member of the LGBTQ community.
So, attorneys for the accused shooter, Anderson Lee Aldrich, say in new court filings tonight that the suspect now identifies as non-binary. In a footnote to a motion asserting legal privileges, the public defenders say, quote, Anderson Aldrich is non-binary. They use they, them pronouns, and for the purposes of all formal filings, will be addressed as Mix Aldrich. So in other words, not Mr. or Ms. Joining me now, CNN political commentator Errol Lewis, also back with me, Al Franken and Joe Walsh. I don't know what to say about that. I mean, that's not anything that we had heard from his background. You know, people have been looking into his background. And I don't know if anybody here, are you guys lawyers? I mean, you know, I don't know if, I don't know what to say about that. I mean, that's what he's now saying.
It sounds like they're trying to prepare a defense against a hate crimes charge. That's the least of his problems, legally speaking. But it looks like they're trying to build some kind of sympathy or at least confusion on the question of whether or not this was purely motivated by hate.
That is what it sounds like. We'll wait to see.
We'll be right back after this break.
Do you see what I see?
Order your CD and or DVD of A Brandon House Traditional Christmas. You can order the CD for $19.99 or the DVD of Brandon House live in concert at the Ozarks Worldview Weekend for $24.99. Or order both the CD and DVD that is normally $45 for the special package price of just $29.99.
For thine is the kingdom, and the
Order now at WVWTVstore.com. That's WVWTVstore.com. Or by calling 901-468-9357. That's 901-468-9357.
Welcome back. The Associated Press published a story claiming Russian missiles struck Poland after an editor decided that a single anonymous source was sufficient. That's what newly published internal messages show. According to the Epoch Times reporter James Laporta, he said in a Substack chat room that he'd heard from a source described as a senior American intelligence official that, quote, Russian missiles crossed into Poland, end quote. Laporta said his source had been vetted by Ron Nixon, an Associated Press vice president. Lisa Leff, an editor, asked if the wire service could run with the narrative despite only having a single source. Quote, that call is above my pay grade, end quote, Laporta said. Vanessa Gura, an Associated Press reporter, said she supported sending out an alert, writing, quote, I can't imagine a U.S. intelligence official would be wrong on this, end quote. Leff asked Zena Karma, another editor, what she thought. Quote, yes, should be okay. I see source vetted by et R. Nixon, end quote. Quote, sending alert, barring no objections, end quote, Leff said. The Associated Press was the first outlet to report that Russian missiles struck Poland on November 15th. The outlet later retracted the report after information emerged pointing to the missile actually being fired by Ukraine. The AP then fired Laporta, one of the reporters whose name was on the byline. After the false report was published, some officials floated the attack, triggering military obligations under the North Atlantic Treaty Organization Alliance. Laporta told colleagues, quote, wonder if this triggers Article 5, end quote. Article 5 says that an attack against any one member of the alliance is considered an attack against all allies. Quote, my thoughts exactly, end quote, another Associated Press employee chimed in. It sounds like more than one person should have been held accountable for this botched journalistic escapade. But instead, the Associated Press chose to make a low-level reporter the sacrificial lamb. This next story is beyond disturbing. You can rest assured tonight knowing that the United Nations World Health Organization announced it's been working with big tech to combat misinformation online. It didn't define what misinformation was, but if you see anything that looks suspicious, WHO wants you to report it right away so social media platforms can flag it or take it down, so reports the Burning Platform. As a result of the World Health Organization's, quote, policy updates, end quote, 850,000 YouTube videos related to, quote, harmful or misleading COVID-19 misinformation, end quote, were removed from the platform from February 2020 to January 2021. Lest you see all sides of an issue and form an educated opinion of your own, the World Health Organization intends to carefully control the internet so you only see what it has granted its stamp of approval. So to accomplish this, the WHO is working closely with master manipulators in their own right. Platforms that include YouTube, Google, Facebook, and NewsGuard. The WHO has dedicated a webpage to reporting misinformation online with direct links to social media platforms, making it easy to snitch on those who go against the WHO corporate media narratives on vaccines and other health issues. Significant portions of regulatory agencies and their budgets around the globe come from the pharmaceutical industry that these agencies are supposed to regulate. And the truth is, this censorship of the internet, scrubbing of facts about COVID, the vaccines, election integrity, January 6th, and other issues, has been going on for several years. A children's Tylenol shortage currently affecting Canada has carried over into the United States. Pharmacies in multiple American cities have warned about this. The drug's short supply, health officials told the Daily Mail, stems from a recent spike in pediatric sickness such as RSV and flu. Remember, the flu did not exist in 2020 when COVID was dominating the news. Worsening matters are shortages of four key antibiotics and respiratory drugs for children, leading to a marked rise in kids being hospitalized with, well, RSV. Now, in addition to reporting shortages of some of the world's most widely used antibiotics, pharmacies across the U.S. are reporting that children's Tylenol has also become scarce. The pain reliever is one of the most popular drugs in the country and is used to quell fevers. Pharmacy workers in states such as New York, New Jersey, Florida, and Michigan have seen their store stockpile dwindle, with photos showing barren shelves where the Tylenol should be. Pharmacist Don Arthur, who owns and operates a pharmacy in Buffalo that is almost completely depleted of its children's Tylenol, told the Daily Mail that the shortage stems from increased demand. Compounding the issue, Arthur said, is the uptick in illness Americans see every winter, which experts have said has worsened this year after lockdowns and mask requirements weakened the immune system of Americans. One in every 500 children under 5 years who received the Pfizer mRNA COVID vaccine were hospitalized with a vaccine injury, and one in 200 had symptoms ongoing for weeks or months afterwards. That's what a study has found. The study published in JAMA included 7,806 children age 5 or younger who were followed up for an average of 91.4 days after receiving their first Pfizer vaccination. It was a retrospective cohort study done as an authenticated online study in spring of 2022, which included parents or caregivers who registered children for COVID vaccinations in outpatient care facilities in Germany. It compared the adverse events to those of the same children with other vaccinations in order to control for overreporting. It found any symptoms, 62% higher muscles and bones symptoms, 155% higher skin symptoms, 118% higher ears, nose, and throat symptoms, 537% higher cardiovascular or heart, etc., 36% higher gastrointestinal, meaning stomach, 54% higher. The study's authors called these adverse events, quote, modestly elevated, end quote. Patrick Wood, an expert on the technocracy movement, has another name for it. He calls it a war on children, commenting, quote, the war on humanity spreads to children. This is the same shot that the CDC is recommending for the childhood vaccination schedule in the U.S. The study only looks at the short-term effect of the mRNA therapy. The long-term effects are not yet known. There is no way that they could be good. This carnage must be brought to a screeching halt, but legislators and industry seem to have no interest in doing so, end quote. We'll be back with tonight's Worldview Report commentary after this break.
Hello, I'm Brandon House, and I cannot stress enough how important it is that you go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code WVW as in Worldview Weekend. Not only will you save up to 66% on sheets, towels, blankets, dog beds, pet beds, bathrobes, slippers, moccasins, and any of the 110 plus products. Not only will you save up to 66% on your purchase by using the very powerful promo code WVW, but did you know that with each purchase, a generous portion comes back to WVW Broadcast Network? Last year in 2021, we were able to replace all of our 12-year-old plus cameras. They were at least 12 years old. They were old HD cameras. We were able to get brand new 4K cameras because you used the promo code WVW. That's how important it is. You may think, well, is it really that important? Yeah, it is. We wouldn't have, I don't think, the brand new cameras we have today if we had not had your support by going to MyPillow.com and using the promo code WVW. Now, not only do we have to buy new equipment, maintain the equipment, but we have bandwidth bill. Every month we pay thousands of dollars in storage and bandwidth so that you can watch the free TV shows at WVW. If you listen to the radio show for free, I have to pay for the bandwidth. The radio shows and TV shows are free for you to watch, but I have to pay for the bandwidth. How do we cover that bill? One way is by those of you that go to MyPillow.com and you use the promo code WVW, as in World View Weekend, WVW. Will you do that right now? Will you do me another favor? Will you ask your family and friends to go to MyPillow.com? Look, we all need sheets, towels, blankets, comforters, dog beds, bathrobes, slippers, moccasins. You're not only supporting a great company and the work of Mike Lindell, you're also supporting the free radio and TV shows at WVW Broadcast Network. I really need you to go there right now. Please, don't delay. Go right now to MyPillow.com and use the promo code WVW. This is a great way for you to support our work and get something in return. Please do it right now. MyPillow.com and use the promo code WVW. Thank you.
Welcome back. Now it's time for our nightly Worldview Report commentary. An astounding admission appeared in the Washington Post on November 23rd. Quote, a majority of Americans dying from the coronavirus received at least the primary series of the vaccine, end quote. The latest data shows that 58% of COVID-19 deaths in August of 2022 were from people who were vaccinated or boosted. Based on past figures and the current trends, we can reasonably estimate that the number of vaccinated or boosted COVID-19 deaths will only rise. In September 2021, the vaccinated accounted for 23% of COVID-19 deaths. In January and February of 2022, the vaccinated, well, they were 42%. So, this is what happens when you rush ineffective and dangerous vaccines to the market without proper testing. There's a reason why vaccines up until the COVID pandemic took a minimum of 10 years to pass through the testing and approval process. The FDA's promises of efficacy, 91% for the Pfizer vaccine and 93% for the Moderna vaccine, were based on fake data from the start. That's what many experts are reporting. The promises of safety were even more untethered from real scientific fact. At the time of the FDA's granting of emergency use authorization, both Pfizer and Moderna hadn't submitted any type of long-term numbers on effectiveness. Safe and effective. That's what we were told, right? Well, it turns out that was a lie. And apparently, they knew it. Now the truth dribbles out on the back page of a corporate media outlet. We have a pandemic of the vaccinated. The only ones to benefit from these experimental mRNA products have been the medical establishment and the pharmaceutical companies. And now we have many, many people suffering and dying. Well, that puts a wrap on this edition of the Worldview Report, where you get a broad sweep of the news and a concise half-hour broadcast. Thank you for watching and for supporting this broadcast. How can you do that? These ways. Please do the bulk of your Christmas shopping at MyPillow.com. Will you use the promo code B66? When you do, you denote that you watch the Worldview Report, you watch Brandon House Live, and you appreciate not only these two programs, but the whole network. So please use the promo code B66, and you'll get incredible savings. We got the Black Friday sales going on now, and you'll save up to 90% when you use that powerful promo code B66. Sheets, towels, blankets, pet beds, slippers, sandals, mattresses, mattress toppers, robes, and more. Also, don't forget about MyStore.com, the home for American entrepreneurs, started by Mike Lindell. You'll find a lot of products right there as well at MyStore.com, including the famous My Coffee. Please, again, use that promo code B66. You get savings, we get credit, and it funds this whole program. Also, don't forget about going to WVWTVStore.com, WVWTVStore.com. You'll find many things there, including emergency freeze-dried food. By the way, we are now being told coming up in early December there could be a nationwide rail strike I was reading a report the other day that would take almost half a million semi-trucks to replace the rail cars. So my friends, this could have a big impact on food distribution, fuel, coal, and so much more. There are so many pending emergencies in America and around the world. Do you have a good stash of emergency freeze-dried food? Well, if not, you can get some and support us at the same time. So again, here's a great opportunity. Help yourself and help us. It's a big part of our general operating budget. We've been distributors of emergency freeze-dried food since 2016, folks, and it has a 25-year shelf life. Full details at WVWTVstore.com. WVWTVstore.com. And then finally, don't forget about my foundation and your end-of-the-year giving. My foundation exists to proclaim the truth of a Christian worldview, to help people understand the times through the lens of a biblical worldview. We also have a Sunday night church service, well, pretty much every Sunday night since 2015 at 8 p.m. Central Time. You can support the Worldview Weekend Foundation by going to wvwfoundation.com, wvwfoundation.com. You'll also find our mailing address there if you prefer to support us through the mail. Or you can use our number, 901-468-9357, to donate over the phone, 901-468-9357. Well, till next time, I'm Brandon House. Thanks for watching. May God save America. Take care.
Worldview Radio and WVW-TV is made possible because of listeners like you. Thank you so much for your tax-deductible contribution that you can make at wvwfoundation.com. That's wvwfoundation.com, or by calling 901-825-0652. That's 901-825-0652. You can also send your tax-deductible contribution via check to WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee 38027. That's again, WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee 38027. Thank you for helping make possible Worldview Radio and WVW TV broadcasts.